Phone Boy Speaks, episode 618, Bait and Switch Phone Service. Where do you get your phone service from? I'm not talking about mobile phone. I'm talking about a landline. And it may be that you have a traditional copper pair coming into your house, or maybe you are using using voice over IP, using Fios or something like that from a company like Verizon. Well, there's big differences between all of those things. And actually what I'm using at my house for a quote unquote landline is actually a little box that talks to Verizon Wireless, and the box has a battery in it. And so it's able to function in a power outage, but it's not able to function very long in a power outage. If there's an extended power outage, well, my phone goes out. And that's an issue, right? And that's a problem with pretty much anything that's not a landline. Now, landlines can lose power too, but most landlines, real ones, actually, they're powered by big batteries and generators at the phone system's central office, which usually have all of those things and are usually able to survive, much longer than, a battery that's sitting at your house. And cable modem phone service the same way. Now, the other thing that's important is there's huge regulatory differences between a copper landline and all of these other options that exist, because, there's copper landlines were they came from AT&T or the descendants of Ma Bell and have to adhere to very specific regulations about if somebody wants service, they have to provide it, and paying universal service charges and all this other stuff. There's a whole lot of fees that go along with having a landline, certainly, but also there's some guarantees, right? Is that the phone that the phone service must, the company must provide service, and they must adhere to the public utility commissions and that kind of stuff. Pretty much all of the other ways that you use your phone, whether it be a cell phone, even if it comes from a company that would be a traditional telco like Verizon, right? So Verizon's been trying to get people to use their Fios service where they have it and push them off of their copper landlines because they don't want to maintain it because, well, it's expensive. And they have to deal with all these regulations. And so they want to move customers to unregulated things and that there's less service guarantees and there's less government oversight even with it. So, this was a huge issue in Fire Island during Hurricane Sandy, is that, it caused some physical damage to the lines. And, Verizon said, we don't really want to have to redo all of this stuff. So let's move to, let's move to either cell phone service or Fios or something. And a lot of people said, no, I want this thing that I've had for many years that works just as reliably. And of course, they're doing all kinds of tricks to convince or to get people off of copper, which is of course very regulated, and into these other unregulated things. Now, there may be some technical arguments for one or the other, but I think, people have an expectation that their landline is going to work in an outage. And yes, by moving to one of these other services, I mean, you might be saving money, although if you're getting it from Verizon, chances are you're not really saving money. They're saving money, but they're not passing the savings on to you. But the other thing, of course, is that you lose a lot of the protections. It's like, well, if all of a sudden they decide to, quit providing you service, well, there's no recourse because it's not a regulated, they're using a mechanism that's not regulated the same way. In fact, it's not really regulated at all if you get right down to it. And this article in Ars Technica basically details what Verizon's doing, and I wouldn't believe me. And AT&T is doing exactly the same thing with some of their more rural customers. They're trying, except rather than Fios, they're trying to get them to go to wireless, which, by the way, is more expensive. That's Fios might be cheaper, quote unquote, but of course they have to have more services there. And with wireless, if you're talking, especially if you're trying to replace like DSL service, right, which is fairly cheap, comparatively speaking, wireless data is anything but cheap, especially if you use it at the same way that you use it, your bandwidth at your house. I've looked at my bandwidth meter from Comcast, and it's, many, I would be exceeding my 5 gigabyte, limit in about 5 minutes. So, you know, so for these guys, it's of course, yeah, we want to get you, you know, off of the regulated stuff and into something we can actually really charge you lots of money for. So, yeah, this is just the telcos being telcos. What else is new? But yeah, so if you really want to keep your landline, make sure you're actually keeping your landline, because it's the companies like Verizon and all the other telcos are trying really hard to get rid of it. And, you know, that's something that if it's a concern for you, yeah, you got to do something about it. I mean, I consciously made the choice. It was a cost decision. But it actually does end up being cheaper for the use I use for it. And I've got a good internet connection. So, I mean, if I have to make a phone call some other way, you know, I can always use Skype or something, but that's a personal choice. If my internet is generally reliable enough, if you happen to live in a remote location, then maybe that's not the choice, but just be aware that telcos are trying to do this and do everything you can, you know, don't believe the lies, you know, you've got to, protect your copper, phone line. If that's what you need and that's what you want, you have a right for it. And this is, of course, all in the United States. I'm sure in other places in the world, copper might seem quaint. I don't know, but we still have this system and people still want to use it. So I say use it, and, you know, don't let the telcos take it away from you if that's what you want, if that's what you need.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.